There's a House of Lords debate today highlighting the barriers to music. We'll be talking to the One-Handed Musical Instruments Trust in a moment, because the government says every child should have the opportunity to learn an instrument and progress to musical education. You can take that to mean all people. It was raised in the Lords this afternoon by the Labour peer Lord Lipsey.
The piano is one of the few instruments that can be played left-handed at all. The lack of instruments excludes any youngster with disabilities affecting the arms in particular, though there are other disabilities that need to be catered for. The government grandiosely declared in the importance of music a national plan for musical education in 2011 that every child should have the opportunity to learn an instrument and progress to musical education. I think that the people who penned those sentences really hadn't given any thought to children with disabilities who are wholly or mostly excluded from this.
Lord Lipsey in the House of Lords this afternoon. Well, for the reaction to that, the founder of the One-Handed Musical Instrument Trust, Stephen Hetherington, who is himself an ex-professional trumpeter and has, I think, Stephen, a very personal experience about this with your daughter, haven't you?
I do, Sean, yes. My daughter was frustrated at school when she wanted to join an orchestra, but she has hemiplegia, and they were unable to find an instrument for her. So the answer is, well, no, you can't. It wasn't put like that, but that's effectively what happens. Some instruments are suggested as being capable of performance by one hand. The trumpet's often quoted, yeah. Although in reality it's very, very limiting. You have to take the weight of the instrument, and of course what's often forgotten, there are tuning slides which are operated.
Yes, there are technical difficulties that can be overcome, presumably they're going to cost money.
Well, they can't all be overcome. The violin yet is all string instruments, yeah. Problems, but yes, some of them can be overcome and have been overcome through our competition, but yes, they do cost quite a lot of money.
What about the reaction today after their noble lordships presumably had time to hear about this and maybe possibly hadn't considered the ramifications before?
They don't seem to have considered it. A number of them seem to feel something of a revelation, both that there was a problem and that there may be a solution to it. But the general tenor of the debate was very, very positive, and the minister was also very positive concluding the debate.
Well, I mean, anyone I think has seen children overcome difficulties and play musical instruments or perform, like I have indeed with the HemiHelp organisation, when they help children with hemiplegia like your daughter has, you see the immense joy that comes from it, which everyone should have. Are you extending this as it were, this right or the pressure to adults as well as children?
Well, yes, we make no differentiation. The object of the trust is to create instruments that can provide undifferentiated participation for the disabled in musical life.
What are the chances of getting this at an official level?
Well, it firstly requires an acceptance of the problem, which I think today's debate has moved forward considerably. And I think the chances after that are extremely good, because the government does appear to be absolutely open to it. They, having understood the problem, I think they're perfectly prepared to move to assist with it. And of course, they have made some more money available to the music hubs last week, 18 million, I think, which is a considerable benefit to this project too.
Have you any idea how many children or young people are being, as it were, kept away from an opportunity?
Well, there are no statistics at all, and neither can you get them. The medical records are not kept in a way that you could make that assessment. But if you assume that the same proportions of the disabled as the non-disabled wish to play musical instruments, then you're talking about a very, very large number of people, millions in across the world, very many millions.
Well, you have flagged it at an official level now, and we wait to see what happens, but you must be heartened by today.
I'm encouraged, but there's a great deal of work to do, and we're at the start of something.
Stephen, thank you very much. It needs flag bearers like yourself to raise these matters, and then even more energetically to see them through.
Oh, and the InTune programme to help too. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we keep the flags flying here, certainly.
Thank you.
And more people all deserve to make music and to be joyous with it. Thank you, Stephen Hetherington of the One-Handed Musical Instrument Trust.